This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
The following story is inspired by real threats faced by California's national and state parks. Due to strong language and adult themes, listener discretion is advised.
Previously on Dark Woods.
As you're well aware, we at Petrus West are looking to expand our operations into Humboldt County. We are prepared to make you an offer that would be mutually beneficial.
I don't think we have anything further to discuss. Not until my office receives an environmental impact survey. Till then, my office will be in touch.
I hope your constituents share your conservational values, Mrs. Romero.
Beaver Creek tested positive for contaminants, and we decided to follow the source upstream.
Positive for what? What contaminants?
If Miguel's research checks out, an illegal pesticide called carbofuran.
I'll need to present a case. DEA, Sheriff's Office, will need their resources to assemble a task force.
Okay, look. What I'm about to tell you stays between us. You got it?
Okay.
Yeah, you can't tell anyone, not Jess, not Arthur, no one. Promise?
Yeah, I promise.
What else do I have to do to prove that you can trust me?
I do trust you.
Then trust me now.
Down there, down there. Hey, get up.
You've reached Mark Ellis. Please leave a message.
Hey, it's me.
Shh, quiet, Bear.
Well, I just wanted to call and wish you good luck. I know you've got that thing coming up, and I'm sure you heard by now about me and Arthur. I just want you to know I wasn't trying to keep anything from you, okay? I promise. I just never had the chance to explain, I guess. And I'm sorry for that. Just please stay safe.
Hey.
Wolf Entertainment and Endeavor Content present Dark Woods. Episode 4, The Raid.
Oh, man. I gotta tap out.
How was it?
So good. Thank you, Christina. You too, Hector.
Another beer?
Oh, no, I should.
Come on, one more.
All right, one more.
That was bad.
Miguel, do you want anything, mijo?
No, thank you, Mom.
Let me get these dishes out of the way.
How long did you live in San Jose, Mark?
A little over 6 years. Joined the force when I was 25 and... Yeah, worked patrol for a couple years and moved out this way after my dad got sick.
Your dad lives here?
Lived, yeah. Atwood Ranch over in Fowler Place.
The horse ranch?
Quarter horse, yeah. He was the barn manager over there for 22 years. Lived right there on the property.
Was he born in Eureka?
Oh, no. We're both from Idaho. Little town called Dayton.
Fishers are native in Idaho. Did you know that, Mark?
I did know that, yeah.
Mijo, I think we've had enough Fisher talk for one night, don't you think?
Thank you.
Gracias, cariño.
Thanks for coming by.
Bueno, salud.
Salud.
No, it's been really nice. Miguel here is a good man.
He is.
Thank you, Mark. That's nice of you to say. Huh.
No.
I have to go now.
Miguel, come on. Not now.
It's 8 o'clock.
I know, but...
I need to prepare Professor Collins' lecture for class tomorrow.
Let him prepare his own lecture. We have a guest. Sit back down.
Dad, please.
Siéntate, Miguel.
It's my job.
Can it wait till later, amor?
Good night, Mark. Thank you for coming. You're a good friend.
Good night, bud.
Miguel!
Déjalo ir, Héctor. Está bien.
No está bien. Es vergonzoso.
It's not embarrassing at all. I get it.
You speak Spanish?
I can keep up. My ex-wife is Mexican.
Por supuesto. Héctor told me you were married to that councilwoman.
I don't think he wants to talk about that, hon.
Right. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I brought it up. It was actually more from her parents. Laura and I lived with them for about a year when we first got married.
Huh.
They all spoke Spanish in the house, so figured I'd learn to see what they were saying about me.
And?
Made for some awkward dinners, let's put it that way.
Well, I'm glad we can make you feel right at home.
I remember reading about the accident a couple of years ago. So terrible, losing both her parents just like that.
Yeah, it was a rough time.
And now, all the things they're saying about her on TV, just awful.
That's politics for you. Can't say I miss it.
Well, hopefully she's still around this time next month.
Yeah, we'll see.
Anyway, sorry to bring it up.
No, don't be. This is great. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure.
Honestly, we didn't think you'd come. When Miguel told us he was spending all this time with a game warden, I thought he might have gotten himself in some kind of trouble.
Like what?
I don't know. He's been nonstop with this Fisher business for years now. Almost got himself fired from the university back in January.
Yeah, he told me about that.
Yeah, well, one day, I come home to this awful stench. Turns out he was keeping these Fisher carcasses in one of those, styrofoam coolers. Right there, in his closet.
Oh, man.
It took over a month to get rid of the smell.
We thought it was just a phase, you know? Once he finds something that interests him, it's like nothing else exists. He's got these shoeboxes all over his room. Dozens of them. Each filled to the brim with tapes, CDs, who knows, what else.
He says it's for his research. He won't let us go near him.
You see something like that and can't help but be concerned, but turns out he was right all along.
Yeah, I just hope I'm helping him as much as he's helping me.
Miguel comes home grinning ear to ear on days he sees you. He raves about you.
He's not like that with most people. Most people won't give him the time.
I mean, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't one of those people at first. But, once you've been around him, see how he thinks. I don't know, he's brilliant. He really is.
Thank you. Excuse me.
It's okay.
Hi. Do you have children, Mark?
I don't, no.
Well, as parents, you're always worried about the future. You want to make sure your child will be okay if anything were to, I don't know, happen. It's just nice seeing him open up a bit. Right, Héctor?
Yeah, real nice.
I guess I just have one request.
What's that?
Just look after him out there, okay? Ever since I heard about that parkade, I don't know. That could have just as easily been him.
I'll look after him. You have my word.
Petrus West and its subsidiaries have received all permits, licenses, or other approvals required of them under applicable environmental laws to conduct their respective businesses, except where the failure to comply could not reasonably be expected to have, individually or in the aggregate, a material adverse effect.
We can stop there.
Is there a problem, Mrs. Campbell?
A material adverse effect.
Do you need me to clarify?
I think I can manage. Thank you, Councilwoman. I find that sort of language interesting, especially here, because the material adverse effects you're referring to are the environmental results of our operations. This clause would essentially give your office the authority to penalize my client or outright terminate the contract.
That's correct.
I see you've also subjected our operations to the maximum frequency of inspections by the National Primary Drinking Water Regulations.
Well, considering the proximity to our population, I think that's a fair request.
Debatable. What I find most concerning, however, is the fact that there is not a single mention of material adverse change anywhere in this document, which, as I'm sure you know, is a change in circumstances that significantly reduces the value of our operations.
I know what it means.
The whole point of commissioning the new land survey is to establish a threshold on which to base these regulations.
The survey hasn't been completed yet.
So what exactly are you basing these regulations on?
Pre-existing data. Environmental impact reports taken from other counties in California with extensive mining operations. That, paired with our most up-to-date land survey...
That survey is over 14 years old, Ms. Romero. It's impossible to say how much the landscape has changed since then, which has a direct impact on the scale and location of our operations.
I'm aware.
I didn't think I'd have to explain that a second time.
Oh, you don't. Because these regulations will remain in place regardless of the results of the new land survey.
I think sanctions is a more appropriate term.
You had the chance to present an environmental impact report in your initial offer, okay? You had the chance to set the bar and begin negotiations on your terms. You decided not to.
Because we didn't have the correct data to make those determinations.
Please don't use negligence as an excuse, Mrs. Campbell.
Negligence?
I think now is a good time to take a break. Let's take five and...
Actually, I was hoping you and I could speak privately, Ms. Romero.
Oh?
If you don't mind.
All right. Jess, can you...
Yeah, I'll be outside.
You three, out.
Right away.
Yes, ma'am.
It's my daughter's birthday today. 6 years old.
I didn't know you had children.
Just the one, yeah. Camila. She lives with her dad in L.A. The plan was for me to drive down and surprise her, but instead I was sent here to meet with you. When we last spoke, you told me to treat these negotiations with the seriousness they deserve.
I did.
I just want to make sure we're still on the same page about that. Because your counteroffer suggests otherwise.
How so?
Why don't we agree to cut the bullshit, okay? For solidarity's sake.
Okay.
The terms laid out in this contract are impossible to uphold. You knew that, but you sent it anyway.
If that's true, then why are you here? Would have been a lot easier to pick up the phone.
I'm here because I owe it to my client to explore all avenues and work out a deal. To do my job.
I'm sure Camila will understand.
Muy bien.
The next time you want to play the victim card, don't.
Noted.
I know your office has been talking to the McDouglas campaign.
Of course we have.
So you admit to leaking details of our negotiations to my opponent?
Yes.
Then I'll ask again, why are you here? Why come all this way and waste both our time if you've already got McDouglas in your pocket? Why the charade?
I can ask you the same question.
What do you mean?
You haven't exactly been transparent throughout this process.
Every resource we use to draft those regulations is public.
When is the land survey going to be complete?
You'll have to ask the Fish and Game Department.
Oh, I have. Every day for the past 10 days. Rush service guaranteed a completed survey in 14 days. Today's day 20, still no timeline for completion.
I don't know anything about that.
Really?
Yes, really.
I find that hard to believe, given your personal connection to the Fish and Game Department.
My ex-husband and I don't talk much. I think you could empathize with that.
Not really. Children complicate that sort of thing.
I wouldn't know.
Well, here's what I know. I know that you know everything that's going on inside that park. I know this is nothing but a smokescreen to buy time to put on a show and boost your numbers before the election. Because you think you can win. So does McDouglas. So do I. Let's say I agree.
Agree to what?
I agree to the terms of the contract. Let's say I'm willing to sign off on every regulation and requirement you've outlined in this document. Right here and now.
What are you doing?
Maria Campbell. See? There it is.
What is this?
This is me taking the negotiations seriously.
One signature doesn't mean...
Sign your name now and I'll sign every last dotted line in this contract.
Bullshit.
Try me. Like I said, I owe it to my client to explore all avenues. McDouglas is my insurance. But if I'm being honest, I'd much rather work with you, Laura.
Why is that?
Porque ahora es nuestro momento.
It's our turn now.
Okay, they're in position.
Where are the plants? We should see them by now.
Yeah, I don't know. Rocco, come up here. Stay low. You see that clearing? About 20 yards past the chicken wire. That's where they should be.
You sure we're in the right spot?
Yes, I'm sure. God damn it.
Wait for the signal.
That's it. Here we go. Stay close. Watch your step. This is Echo One. We're inside the perimeter. Over.
Alpha One, we're in. Over.
Bravo One, we're coming in from the north. Check your fire. Over.
Where are the fucking plants? We're sitting ducks out here. See those tents up ahead?
Uh-huh.
We'll start from the right and work our way down, okay? Boom, boom, boom. Got it?
Let's do it.
I'll lead. Stop. Down, Rocco. You hear that?
I hear it.
Right there, center tent. Blue drums.
Call it in.
Echo One, we've got music playing in Sector 3. Possible contact. Over.
Alpha One, you need backup? Over.
You want to wait?
Fuck that.
Okay. We'll handle it. Over. All right, let's go. Eyes up. Clear.
Clear.
Next one.
Clear.
One more. Clear.
They fucking dipped.
God damn it. Echo One, Sector 3's clear. Over.
Alpha One, Sector 1 clear. Over.
Bravo One, Sector 2 clear. No one's here. Over.
What the fuck?
We're too late. Rocco, turn that fucking music off, will you?
Yeah, yeah.
You see this shit? It's gotta be.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Hey, don't touch that. Wait for the bunny suit.
Could be rigged.
You two, no one goes near those tents till EOD clears them. You got it?
Got it.
Thanks to Mark, over.
Yeah, go ahead.
Jesus, Mark, are you hurt?
I'm all right. How's Rocco?
What happened? They said there was an explosion.
The blast didn't reach me. Just, how's Rocco?
CHP is airlifting him to St. Joseph's. Last I heard, he was stable, but his arm... I don't know, it doesn't sound good. You there?
They knew. Nina, they fucking knew. They knew we were coming, and they knew when. The whole place is abandoned. Fields stripped. 2 acres, at least. Not a single plant left behind.
There's no way that...
Not one!
A harvest that size has got to weigh, what, 10,000 pounds, 20?
At least. The whole place is webbed with these black irrigation hoses.
What about weapons, guns, ammunition?
Just an old stereo and a tripwire.
They had to have left something behind.
They left plenty behind. Tents, animal carcasses, trash, all kinds of shit. Right now, I'm looking at about 10 empty canisters slapped with biohazard stickers. Someone talked, Nina.
Who?
Hello?
Did you tell anyone?
Mark.
Did you tell anyone about the raid?
What? No, of course not. Where are you?
I'm driving back to the station.
What happened out there? Press is starting to circle and I don't
we
know...
We were set up.
What do you mean? Set up how?
Rocco Parrish had his fucking arm blown off. I was standing right next to him when it happened.
What?
They knew we were coming and they set a trap. The entire site was abandoned.
Oh my God. Well, did you catch the guys that did it?
You're not hearing me, Laura. They knew we were coming. No arrests, no plants, no guns, nothing.
How is that possible?
I think it's pretty fucking obvious.
You think I had something to do with this?
Who else did you tell?
No one.
Don't fuck with me, Laura. I can tell when you're lying.
What do I have to gain by any of this, huh? Why on earth do you think I would deliberately sabotage...
Did you tell Arthur?
No.
Fucking idiot.
I didn't tell him anything.
I can't believe I fell for your bullshit.
I am telling you the truth, Mark.
Let me ask you one more thing.
Okay. I think you need to take some time and cool off.
Were you fucking him when we were married?
What?
Were you fucking Arthur when we were married?
Fuck you, Mark.
A joint task force of federal agents and local law enforcement.
Pedro, turn it up.
Where's the remote?
It's on the... Jesus, I'll do it.
A sheriff's deputy remains in critical condition at St. Joseph's Hospital after triggering an IED, left behind as a trap by the fleeing growers. No arrests have been reported as of now, nor any official details on assets seized.
Knock it off. You checked the inventory yet?
Not yet.
Well, then get your ass in the back there and do it. Keep your mouth shut.
See, sorry, Arthur.
Hey.
Hey, where are you? Are you seeing this?
I'm at the gas station. It's all over the news.
It's a fucking disaster, Arthur.
Jesus, what happened?
I don't know. I just got off the phone with Mark.
What did he say?
Exactly what they're saying on TV. They didn't find anything. Not a single arrest.
God, you're kidding.
Mark was right next to the blast when it happened.
Oh, my God. Is he all right?
Yeah. He's fine.
Pedro, phone.
Arthur, you didn't...
Didn't what?
Forget it.
Laura, are...
Well, you know I have to ask.
Are you serious right now? Who would I even tell?
I'm not accusing you of
Pedro,
anything, okay?
Phone!
I'm just trying to make sense of all this.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I just... Where are you?
I'm at the office. Jess and I are about to hop on a call with Captain Higgs and prepare a statement.
What are you going
to
say?
I don't know.
Arthur! Phone's for you.
How am I gonna
well, take a message.
Like this, huh? Give him too much, and I'm incompetent. Give him too little, and I'm negligent. Either way, I am fucked.
Listen to me. Everything is going to be okay.
No, everything is not going to be okay, Arthur. These are just the headlines McDouglas
Arthur.
Needs to bury
just,
us
just
for good.
Just tell him that you're gathering information, okay? Because that's exactly what you're doing.
Okay, can you just come by the office, please?
Arthur.
We could really use your help with damage control right now.
Yeah. I need to finish up a few things here first, but, you know, in the meantime...
Arthur!
Hold on. Get what?
It's Omar.
In the meantime, what?
What did you say?
He wants to talk to you.
I, I said in the meantime, do what? What? What's going on over there?
I gotta go. I'll stop by later, okay?
Wait a sec.
You said his name was Omar?
Yeah. He's on the line right now.
Okay, okay, I want you to... You know what? We're closed for the day, okay? I want you to lock all the doors. I want you to go home.
It's only 4 o'clock.
I know what the fucking time is, Pedro. We are closed, you understand? Now lock up, go home. I will call you later.
Okay, sí, sí, lo siento.
Wolf Entertainment and Endeavor Content present Dark Woods, written by David Pergolini, directed by Takashi Dosher, executive produced by Elliot Wolf. Starring Corey Stoll as Mark Ellis, Monica Raymond as Laura Romero, and Reed Scott as Arthur Headley. Featuring Anthony Jacques Jr. as Miguel Arevalo, Marna Milans as Maria Campbell, Laura Sangiacomo as Captain Nina Higgs, and Tony Trucks as Jess Ridge. Additional performances in this episode by Chris Browning as Federal Agent Bravo, Luis Fernandez-Heel as Hector, Colby French as Rocco, Elizabeth Ho as Federal Agent Alpha, Eddie Martin as Pedro, Sandra Marquez as Christina, Joseph Sanfilippo as News Anchor, Joaquin Valdez as Omar, Zach Villa as Legal Advisor. Executive produced by Dick Wolf, Elliot Wolf, and Jenny Rattlett Mast. Produced by Fiona Smith, Takashi Dosher, and David Pergolini. Our associate producers are Talia Shea Levin and Lydia Smith. Casting by Sarah Isaacson. Production assistance from Romelia Osorio. Engineering by Bobby Howley. Editing by Nathan Rule and Bobby Howley. Additional editing by David Pergolini. Sound design and mix by Nathan Rule and Bobby Howley. Original score composed by John Kafer and Michael Dean Parsons. Foley artists Mike Miller and Bobby Howley. Additional engineering from Matt Rocker at Underground Audio. Production and post-production services provided by This Is Sound Design Studios. Production legal by Chad Russo and Ramo Law PC. Payroll services by Violet Romero of ABS Payroll. Our line producer is Alex Levine. Dark Woods is a production of Wolf Entertainment and Endeavor Content in association with Waverunner Studios. For more information, visit EndeavorAudio.com. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. No animals were harmed in the making of this podcast.